As we celebrate the saints tonight and tomorrow, I step back and ask the question, where are they? Where are the saints? And you could ask the question, are the saints only in heaven, or are the saints those who are in heaven and those who are on earth? And I guess you could make a case for either one. I'm kind of a hardliner, I guess, when it comes to this. And if you hear me in the classroom, I would say a saint is someone who is with God forever in heaven. That's my standard definition of a saint. Someone who is with God forever in heaven. And some of our readings help us to think about that tonight. We always have the same readings for All Saints Day, and the book of Revelation speaks of the 144,000, which is symbolic of those who are in heaven, those whose robes were washed and are pure white. So it would make sense to say that the saints are those who are with God at this moment in heaven. But you've probably heard some refer to us as saints. Have you heard that? Who does this remind you of? Good evening, saints. That's like my worst Father Matthias impression. Isn't that how he would greet all of us, right? He would say, good evening, saint. Santas and santos, he would say in Spanish. And even we had a speaker, Deacon Ralph Pollo, who came a few weeks ago and is coming back to spend time with us as a parish in January, and he would refer to us also as saints. And he would say, as would Father Matthias and others, that we have that dignity from our baptism. And we're just awaiting that dignity in its fullness in heaven. And even as I looked at the definition of a saint in the glossary of the catechism, it speaks of those, it says, the holy ones who are living in communion with the Lord. And then it goes on to speak about living in communion with the Lord eternally. But really, we're called to live in communion with the Lord now and eternally. So I guess, as with so many elements of our faith, it is not either or, either heaven or earth. But perhaps saints is a both and. Sort of like our celebration of the Eucharist, which we gather together for tonight. Yes, it is a participation of the heavenly Eucharist, but not in the same way that it will be when we celebrate it in heaven. And you could say that our sainthood, which began with your baptism, is in fact something that makes us saints here. But not in the same way that we will be saints in heaven. Rather, that we live this life as a preparation, as a beginning of our life of saints, so that our life of saints will never end.